Revelation chapter number 12. Brother Josh, you need to get a pad and paper ready so to jot down this, because this is a title that you're not going to remember. You're going to have to concentrate on. We got to get it right here. I'm going to preach on the bad, mad, had, sad devil. You got that? All right. The bad, mad, had, sad devil. And we're going to show that all of those things are true. Preacher, you don't believe in the devil, do you? I believe in the Bible. And because I believe in the Bible, I believe in the devil. By the way, he'd love for you to not believe in him. He'd love that, you know, because then you're easy pickings. Let's look at this. Let's look at this character. Let's look at this enemy of God. And let's expose him for who he is this morning. We're going to read this entire chapter, Revelation chapter 12. All 17 verses, and you just pay attention. I'm not, for sake of time, going to stop and comment everywhere he's mentioned, but you'll see that he's described as a great red dragon, a serpent, the devil, Satan. I think you'll pick up on it as we go through here. Let's all stand for the reading of the Bible. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. That's the nation of Israel. The child that's about to be born is the Messiah. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The bad, mad, had, sad devil. You pray for this preacher as I preach. Heavenly Father, I pray that you be with me and help me, Lord. And Lord, the devil never likes it when a church decides that we're just going to spend a whole Sunday exposing him for who he is. He likes to work in the shadows. He's the master of deception. And Lord, I think so many times he uses disguises, as he did in the Garden of Eden. Lord, help us to understand him. Help us to understand, dear God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord, he's a defeated foe, but that doesn't mean he's not a dangerous foe. And so, Lord, I pray that we would live in the power of the Holy Spirit of God as we, Lord, spend our time here on this earth. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Well, I'm on the clock. I mentioned it already. I've got 25 minutes till we've got to be dismissed. So you listen fast. I'm going to speak fast. 4-point outline. The devil is bad. The devil is mad. By the way, the devil is had. That's good news, okay? And the devil one of these days is going to be really sad. And so let's talk about this. A little background on the devil. And we don't have time to go through all the scripture. Let me just give you a short biography. At one time, he stood before the Lord God. At one time, he was called Lucifer. He was an angel that God entrusted in heaven to all of the music in heaven. And by the way, that's why he uses the wrong kind of music now to draw people away from the Lord. Young people ought to be careful what you're listening to. You ought to pay attention to the words. You ought to understand that even the music itself that appeals to your flesh so much, instead of drawing you to the Spirit of God, that's dangerous stuff to listen to. Hey, stay away from Taylor Swift and all that other nonsense out there, okay? And so, you know what? There was a day where, and by the way, according to the Bible, he was probably the most beautiful angel that God created. But that created a problem. You know what? Hey, people that are blessed with musical talents, you better be careful of your pride. You better listen to me. I can't tell you how many problems in a church start with the music people. You get that pride and you get that talent, you start using it for the Lord, and a few people start complimenting you. Next thing you know, you get puffed up. You wouldn't even have that voice if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't be able to play that instrument if it wasn't to God. Hey, everything around here, why don't we just say, to God be the glory. Come on, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. And he was, like I said, a very beautiful angel. But you know what? He looked in the mirror too often. You know, some of you girls can't stay away from a mirror. Better watch that pride. Better watch that pride. Okay? Think you're better than somebody else? Because God put your nose in a little different place than he put somebody else. Proportion your ears a little differently. And the honest truth is, you're just using a bunch of spray paint. Come on now to get that look anyway. So watch that pride. Watch that pride. You didn't make you. God made you. All right. To God be. Did I mention this? To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. You know what, folks? But one day he got lifted up with pride and he said, I'm going to be like the Most High. And God said, no, you're not. Folks, listen to me. We can worship God. We can serve God. But none of us will ever be God. Now, there's only one God. And instead of understanding, think about this, the position he was given a great place of honor in the kingdom of God. But you know what? He couldn't stand the fact that people worshiped God but didn't worship him. So he rose up with pride, and because of that, he was cast out of heaven. But he deceived a third of the angels of heaven to follow him. Now, I said this in Sunday school, but let me say it. Folks, he's a master deceiver. These are angels that stood in the presence of God, and yet he deceived them into following him into rebellion. Well, if he can do that with the angels of God, we better be careful. We better be careful, okay? And so, you know, he became, from being Lucifer, he became Satan, he became the devil, he took that demonic army with him, and I taught on that in Sunday school. I talked about the devils, the demonic army that the devil has, and we taught about that. You might get online, listen to the Sunday school lesson. Folks, listen to me. The devil's bad. He was bad for choosing his pride over his honored position. And folks, listen to me. We're the crowning jewel of God's creation, but we're not God. And you know what? He got an eye problem, an eye problem. In Isaiah 14, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground? Thou didst weaken the nations, for thou hast said in thine heart. That's where it starts. Be careful. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Be careful what you're saying in your heart, even if you won't say it with your mouth. He said this, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Amen. And then God pronounces judgment. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. And folks, listen to me. He was bad for choosing his pride over his position. We're children of God. We've been given a wonderful position, but we're not God. And we're to worship God. We're not to worship ourselves. I think self-worship is the fastest growing religion in America. The last days, come on, perilous times shall come. Why? For men shall be lovers of their own self. And when it comes down to a choice in our life, what's best for me or what's best for God, I'm sorry, but even born again Christians too many times are making the choice of what's best for me. Think about that. He's bad for choosing his pride over his position. He was bad for deceiving one third of the angels and of God into following him. I want to say this. And I'm not after anybody. But if you're all going to backslide and quit church and go out in the world and just live like the devil, at least have enough decency not to influence other people to do the same. I think it's sinful to backslide. I think it's evil, satanic, to try to get other people out of the will of God. So he's bad for deceiving one third of the angels of God into following him. He was bad for deceiving mankind into sinning against God. And folks, we go back to Genesis chapter 3 and we see the first time the devil's introduced. Now the serpent was more subtle. Boy, you better listen. Young people, he's so deceptive. He can get you to believe things that's not true. You better be careful. You better stay close to God. You better stay in your Bible. He come along to Eve and he asked her this. Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now listen to me, watch this. How do you know it's the devil that's speaking? By the way, he disguised himself. He disguised himself, came as a serpent. You know, that friend at school could be being used of the devil to try to tell you something that's not true and get you to believe it is true. Okay, you better listen for that hiss. That hiss. Anytime somebody sees something in the Bible that God says is a fact that it's true, and then they go over on the side and say to somebody, well, I don't know if that's really what that means. I'm not sure that's really what it says. I'm not sure that that is really true. Then you know what? You better be careful saying that, sir and ma'am, to another person. Because you're being foolish. You're being foolish to be used of God. Be careful what you're criticizing. Well, I don't see anything wrong with this, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Well, if the Bible says there is, and you say they're not, excuse me, I think I'll let God be true and every man a liar. That's what the Bible says. Be careful. All these Bible experts on Facebook. Okay, all these scriptural geniuses that are spreading false doctrine on Facebook. And some of you will sit and read a Facebook post and believe them, won't come to a Bible preaching church and listen to a preacher rightly divide the word of God. You better be careful. So he's bad. The devil's bad. Choosing pride over position. Deceiving the angels of heaven. Deceiving Eve into taking the fruit. And by the way, she did it. She did it. He didn't put a gun to her head. But he enticed her to do it. And I think one of the most dangerous people in the Bible that we don't preach enough about. I got to preach messages on this again pretty soon. I'm feeling stirred in my spirit. You better understand that there's enticers out there. And they're always coming alongside the fringes of the church and trying to entice people out of the will of God. We'll preach on that sometime. So the devil's bad. The devil's mad. He's mad. Let me say, first of all, I'm going to use mad like it's crazy. He was mad for thinking he could defeat God. Come on, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Okay, and so he was mad, crazy, for thinking he could defeat God. He was mad because he lost the battle that we read about in verse number 7. And we better read down in verse number 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So he's been defeated by God. He's been run out of heaven and he's been confined to the earth. And he knows one of these days, we're going to talk about it, he's going to burn in the lake of fire forever. And so what he's doing is taking his wrath out. He can't defeat God, so he's going after God's creation. Let me make it real personal to you. Sir, he's coming after you. Ma'am, he's coming after you. He wants to drag you to hell with him. Okay? He doesn't want you to hear the gospel this morning. He wants you set out like you're already offended about something. He's trying to turn you off from listening to the word of God. Because folks, this isn't a fairy tale we're talking about here. This is real stuff. He's mad and he's looking to take it out on the human race. He was wroth, the Bible says, with the woman. He's mad because he knows his time is short. Verse number 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, great wrath. He's mad. Because why? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And so the devil's bad, the devil's mad, but I want to give you some good news. The devil has been had. Okay. Hey, preacher, what about this enemy that we have? What about this roaring lion? What about the fact that he's angry? What about that he wants to take all of the human race and take them to hell with him? Well, you see, there was a man named Jesus. Only he wasn't a man like any other man. He was born of a virgin. He was the Son of God and the Son of Man. God the Son, a member of the triune God. And yet he decided to take flesh and dwell among us. And he lived a perfect life. And he died on an old rugged cross to pay for the sins of all of the world. And yes, the devil tricked us into sin in Genesis chapter 3. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus Christ came down, and you know what? The devil tried to kill him off. Come on, he was that dragon waiting for him to be born. And if Joseph hadn't listened, if Joseph hadn't listened when God told him, you flee into Egypt because Herod's coming after this child to destroy him. And Herod, come on, motivated by the devil, had all the children 2 years in age and under slaughtered in Bethlehem trying to kill off the Lord Jesus Christ. A couple times you can read in his ministry where people tried to tear him apart. People tried to throw him off a cliff, but God always miraculously intervened. You know why? Because the devil was not going to prevent what God had planned, and Jesus was on a mission. And he told us what his mission was. The Son of Man, he said, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We were lost because of sin, but we can be saved because of a Savior. Think about that. So he's been had. The last thing Jesus said on the cross before he surrendered his spirit to the Father was he yelled out, it is finished. And he could have said it to the devil, you're finished. And then 3 days later, come on, we celebrated it last week. You know what? He up from the grave, he arose, and he rose from the dead. Not only did he defeat the devil, he defeated death. And because of that, he can offer us the gift of eternal life. But folks, listen to me. Every single person has to make a decision. Will I receive Christ as my Savior? Will I believe the Bible? Will I, come on, humble myself? Or is that old pride thing already kicking in? Well, I'm good enough to get to heaven. I'm not that bad. I'm better than some Christians. You know what? All that may be true, but let me say this, you still sin.
Yes, sir.
And heaven's a perfect place, and God's a holy God, and sin's not coming in. So that puts all of us in a bad place.
Come on.
I'm no better than you. You know better than me. Come on, sir, ma'am, get off your high horse. You're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Okay, somebody's going to have to die for your sin. By the way, somebody's already died. But you have to accept what he's done. And if you refuse to accept what he's done, you're going to stand before God and say, I didn't need Jesus. And the wages of sin is still going to be death. And the Bible talks about the second death. Not just a physical death, but the second death. It talks about the lake of fire. Read Revelation chapter 21. Come on, but the fearful and unbelieving, abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers. Well, I'm not any of them. And all liars shall have their heart apart in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. See, we think about, well, we're a little sinner and that guy's a big sinner. No, we're all just sinners. We're all just sinners.
We're all in the same boat. And if that hadn't been for Jesus Christ, we'd all die and burn forever in hell with the devil, because that's where he's going to. We're going to see that. But you know what? You don't have to. In life, the entire purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ is to preach the gospel. There's good news. Jesus died for you. He was buried and rose again. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. I thank God for the day I walked in a Baptist church. By the way, I walked in there, and I didn't know for sure if I died I'd go to heaven or not. I listened to the gospel. By the way, it hasn't changed. Same thing I'm preaching this morning. Same thing I heard 55 years ago in a little Baptist church outside of Brazil, Indiana. The gospel's the gospel. And I felt the Holy Spirit of God telling me, you better listen to that man. He's talking about you. This is for you. Jesus died for you. Jesus loved you. You're that sinner. You better humble yourself. You better go forward and get born again. You better go forward and get saved. Well, I walked down an aisle, knelt down, the preacher opened the Bible and showed me a handful of verses, and God was convicting my heart, and I knew that I needed Jesus, and I called out that day and asked Jesus to save me. And folks, listen to me, just a prayer of a simple child, but God heard it. That, you know, Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you got to believe he was who he said he was, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. It's got to be here. It's got to be here. Come on. You feel something working in here right now? Come on. Are you feel something working in here? Holy Spirit of God still works with people. Come on, I don't have any magic words that can create that in your heart. That's God telling you, you better listen. You better listen. Hell's forever. Hell's a long time. Thank God heaven's forever too. I think I'd rather go there. And so he's been had. He's been had because of what Jesus did on the cross. He's been had, Christians, because God's given us the formula of how we can overcome him. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. It starts with salvation. You got to be saved. Come on, there is power in the blood. Yes, without the shedding of blood, there's not remission of sin. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary's cross to pay for your sin. It starts with salvation by the word of their testimony. Once you are saved, you've got something to share with people. And then it goes on to say this, and they love not their lives unto death. And that's where a Christian just gets wholly committed to God and just says, you know what? I'm going to live for Christ. And if I have to, I'm going to die for Christ, but I'm never turning away from Christ. And you get to that place and you're unstoppable. The devil can't stop you. So he's had because of what Jesus did. He's had because of the formula for defeating him. And he's had because God has created a place of torment for him. Matthew 25:41, then shall he say, this is Jesus' words, talking about God the Father at the judgment seat. Then shall he say unto them on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, listen, prepared for the devil and his angels. When God created hell, he didn't ever want, and still does not want, one human being to go there. That's not why he created hell. He created it for the devil and his angels. But you know what? Every single one of us has got to make a choice. I mean, come on. There's God that's speaking to your heart, urging you to salvation. There's the devil whispering already 1,000 reasons why you shouldn't get saved this morning. And you know what? You got to make a choice. I can't make it for you. You can't make it for me. Every single one of us. When we get to this part of a message, every one of us. God created you with a free will. You know what? God wants you to be saved. He will urge you to salvation. The Holy Spirit will convict you over your sin. Jesus has completed the mission. He's offering you the gift of eternal life. It's all right there. But it has to be whosoever will. And you know what? There's a lot of people, Brother Anthony, that's been that whosoever will. I will. I will. I will. Well, 55 years ago, I will. But there's also a large group that's a whosoever won't. Heard the same message, heard the same gospel, felt the same conviction, heard the same truth, understood who Jesus was, felt God urging them. God will urge you, but he won't make you. And think about that. You know, Jesus said, no man comes to me except the Father withdraw him. Is God drawing you? Think about this. One day the devil will be mad. Revelation 20:10. He'll be sad.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Look right up here. Look right up here. Is the Lord dealing with your heart right now? We've got people in our church trained to take a Bible and to be able to show you exactly what you need to do in order to go to heaven. They'll show you, but the choice will still be yours. Preacher, I'd at least like to know how I could be saved. I'd at least like to hear it. I'd like somebody to go through the Bible with me so I could know this for sure. We're going to have an invitation in just a minute. I'll have folks stand. The heads will be bowed. Eyes will be closed. We won't embarrass anybody. During that invitation, while the pianist player, would you leave your pew, slip up to the front? If you're a lady, we'll get a lady to take the Bible and show you how to be saved. If you're a man or a young man, we'll get a man to take the Bible. Listen, would you at least say, preacher, I at least want to know. I at least want to know if there's hope for me, if salvation's for me. Would you come and be saved this morning? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd work in our hearts. Lord, yes, the devil's real, but also the devil's doomed. Doesn't mean he's still not dangerous. Doesn't mean he's not mad. Doesn't mean that he's not even busy right now trying to keep somebody from being saved. I pray, Lord, that we'll echo the words of Jesus when he said, "Get behind me, Satan." And then we just take a step out. It's amazing. When that person takes the first step out of their pew, the first step to the front, it's amazing how you just meet them right there and walk with you, with them every step of the way after. Pray, Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, that they would be born again this morning. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. Well, you're right. God is working in me. God is stirring things in me. If I died today, I don't know for sure I'd go to heaven. But preacher, I would like to know. I would like to know. Would you pray for me, preacher? I won't embarrass you, but I'd like to see your hand. Preacher, I don't think I'm saved. Would you please pray for me right now? Pray for me, right? Put your hand up so I can see it real quick. Raise your hand. Preacher, I don't know for sure I'm on my way to heaven, but I'd like to know. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, I pray that you continue to work in hearts. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Let's all stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. The piano player's playing. The invitation's now. If you'll step from your pew, come to the nearest aisle. Then we can take a Bible and we can show you how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. So important. So important.